Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We all loved it, you know, the Carling Cup run, and to get to Wembley at the end of it was fantastic for everyone, the supporters, everyone connected to the club. So I'm hoping that we perform on Sunday by showing everyone how much we want it again, because you know, if we go on to deliver two trophies, doesn't really matter what happens in the league. It does really, but it doesn't, if you know what I mean, because delivering two cups is a successful season.
Welcome along to Anfield, 5 minutes to four. Alan Kennedy joins myself, Steve Hoversall, in the commentary box as the two teams come out. Stoke in the blue and black stripes, Liverpool come out with the tracksuit tops on, but in all red, and it's FA Cup quarter-final time. Let's get some pre-match thoughts from Alan Kennedy on the significance of this fixture in Liverpool's season. They've already had the Carling Cup success. What could the FA Cup do for Kenny and his side?
Well, again, it's a great competition that everybody starts off in. All the lower clubs, as they say, they all want to reach Wembley, and Liverpool is no exception. You know, they have tasted a little bit of success in the Carling Cup, and they quite like it. And Kenny has, for me, put out a very, very strong team today. Little change from the midweek win against Everton. But this Stoke team are a very resilient team. They've got a lot of experience. They've qualified for Europe and done particularly well in that competition. And they're going to be a hard team to beat, as we saw when they came to Anfield the last time they played here. So, but the thing about it is the FA Cup, and players and sometimes tactics go out the window, because it's a full-blooded encounter between two teams who want to do well in the competition.
We should just mention that applause taking place there for Fabrice Muamba, the Bolton midfielder, who's still critically ill in the hospital, and everyone here and in the other games today really showing their appreciation for the player. Terrible incident, terrible scene that people witnessed yesterday with a young player going down on the football field, Alan.
Yes, absolutely right. I mean, I was listening to you know, the report of it, and you know, they broke off you know programs to tell us what was happening, and it was it's very, very sad when that something like this happens. It's a big tragedy, and everybody in football, you know, wishes him all the best, and let's hope he can recover from it. And I noticed Chelsea on the television, they one of the players who scored the goal, they paid their tribute to Fabrice.
Yeah, Gary Cahill lifted the shirt, former teammate of him.
Yeah, and absolutely great. You know, it makes you wonder sometimes, you know, we're talking about the screening of players, and he's only at 23, he's an international as well, and why would it happen to somebody like him? It's very, very tragic, but who knows what's going on inside your body, and just at that particular point, you know, something happened, and it's a good job the medical services were on hand, you know, or it could have been a lot worse than that. But we wish him really, really all the best, and everybody does. And quite rightly, Howard Webb, you know, said the game can't go on, and that's absolutely true, and absolutely right what happened.
Now, Liverpool eyeing up a quick return to Wembley this afternoon. They're 90 minutes from a second appearance there, and they should be on a roll after the emphatic derby destruction of Everton and the imperious form of Steven Gerrard in that game. It's the cup competitions that have been the comfort zone for the Reds. There's no reason why they shouldn't continue that today. While the Carling Cup brought journeys to the end of the country, the FA Cup has brought four home fixtures, and there's no question Kenny and his team are much happier with that. Stoke City provide the opposition today for a place at Wembley and the semi-finals of one of the world's biggest cup competitions. Well, Stoke have already shown their resilience against the Reds this season. A win in the Potteries and a draw here at Anfield in the league has already set a standard for them. Their attack is led by Peter Crouch, who won an FA Cup medal with the Reds in 2006. And he stands on 149 career goals. Sides are switching ends, so obviously Stoke City have won the toss. They go into a huddle with the blue and black shirts on. Liverpool shooting towards the cop in the first half. Not often Liverpool lose the toss. They're generally quite good at that.
What's going on, Stephen? But they get the kick-off. But do you know what? I look at their team, And they're a very intimidating team, aren't they, Steve? They're very big, they're very physical, they're very tall. Obviously, Peter Crouch stands out. But you know what? They are a good, good, formidable team. And they're lining up probably Jonathan Walters on this left-hand side. He'll want to get, you know, do well against Martin Kelly. But a very, very great... It's a great atmosphere here. Wonderful day, and everybody's enjoying it at this moment in time.
We're underway. 4 o'clock. Spearing with a chipped ball forward onto the chest of Andy Carroll, taken over by the man who scored 3 against Everton the other night. I mean, he just doesn't know how to stop Stephen Gerrard, does he? What a performance to win the derby.
Absolutely. I mean, you talk about leaders, and we talked about, I mean, Jamie Carragher has come out and said that he's probably the greatest player that Liverpool have ever had, and who would doubt that, because, you know, what he's done has just been brilliant. The
game. Carroll to the left side. Enrique paused to think about the delivery and was robbed off possession by Shotton.
Yeah, well, just watching what Maxi started on that far side and down in on this right-hand side as well. But lovely 1-2, and Maxi, for me, taken out.
For me, Downing's best on the left. I don't know what you think.
I think it's a little bit of a change. I think Kenny wants to vary it a little bit, and maybe you've deceived Tony Pulis and said, well, you know, I'm going to put Downing on this right-hand side and see what he's like, you know, against the fullback.
Done it a couple of times this season, Downing, and of course Maxi has to be accommodated on the left, you'd have thought. But a first free kick outside at the Stoke penalty area for Liverpool, and it's Stephen Gerrard spotting it down. So an in-swinger, Andy Carroll moves to the edge of the six-yard box. Suarez just off him at the moment. Skirtle there, far stick. He's got to be a danger against any team at the moment. He's shown his worth in front of goal. Here goes Gerrard, whips one in, back flick of a header, and just misses the goal on the right-hand side. Couldn't quite see who picked it out in the pack, but certainly a Liverpool head flicking it on. A wide right of the goal at the end of the day. Could you work out who got it? It was Maxi.
Maxi, I thought it was, yeah. He does get in those positions, and one of the smallest players on the pitch. But good delivery from Stephen Gerrard, right foot curler coming in towards the six-yard box. And I was just watching Shawcross and Andy Carroll. You know, they were pushing each other, they were pulling each other, and trying to get, you know, one was trying to get away from the other, but the referee was having none of it at that particular time. Poor goal kick by Sorensen, straight out of play.
Goalless. There's Martin Skirtle.
Oh, fantastic.
How good is he this season?
He has been
unbelievable,
without doubt, the outstanding player. He has been up for every game, and as I saw, you know, a couple of minutes ago, he beat Peter Crouch in the air, which is no mean feat, I have to say. Short throw in.
Throw on the right of the Liverpool box, played down that right wing for the Stoke cross, far post. Crouch will put it into a dangerous area, but caught out of the sky by Pepe Reina. Crouch might have been better trying to flight a header across the six-yard box, but seemed like he went for goal. Caught by Reina, fed out early. And then as Downing rushes to it right side, it's Wilson who clears it for a throw-in.
Yeah, well, what worries me, Liverpool is asleep. You know, we saw that, yesterday at Everton, you know, when they conceded their first goal, you know, against Sunderland, they fell asleep. Exactly the same thing there. They fell asleep, allowed the cross to come in. Peter Crouch found himself a couple of yards, and all of a sudden he's headed the ball back. Reina read the situation.
Oh, here's Suarez, chance for Liverpool, goal! Unbelievable shot from Luis Suarez! Happened in a flash, picks it up just outside the penalty area. Right footed, curls one past Thomas Sorensen in the Stoke goal. And Liverpool on 22 minutes are ahead. Liverpool 1, Stoke City 0.
Well,
great players
finish.
Can make things happen quickly,
what,
and that's what
finish.
Suarez
You're
has
right.
done.
Steve, that was fantastic, absolutely fantastic. He hasn't seen much of the ball in the first 20 minutes, but the player 1-2, the player with a bit of quickness about it, the ball comes into Suarez, he plays the 1-2, gets the ball back, lovely kill. It's like the one he scored in the Carling Cup final, the Carling Cup against Stoke City. It was a tremendous, tremendous effort, giving the goalkeeper no chance.
Etherington now scurries infield, some dangerous Stoke press forward, then the outstretched leg of Jonathan Walters misses out on a chance. Stoke cross from the right, Walters in there, and he and both Crouch both missed that ball.
Great quality ball.
It's gone out of a Liverpool player for a corner.
That's the type of ball that creates danger, because there was players coming in there. I think Walters was coming in there, and Crouch was certainly at the far post. Whether he felt he was impeded, I don't know. But what a great ball in from the far right-hand side. Every player going up for it. And in the end, I think it goes out for a... I think they've got a corner from it.
Yeah, it's come off Martin Kelly. Stoke City corner. Liverpool have just gone in front. Just on the 21 minute mark. It's 24 played. Liverpool 1, Stoke City 0. And certainly silence those 6,000 Stoke fans, many of them who've got their hands over their eyes, the sun in their faces. Here's Stoke, a low shot looking for the near corner, turned out by Jose Enrique. The shot from Whelan, I think, was probably going to go in.
Yes, it certainly was, but Liverpool were asleep there because they had two on one situation. They played the short corner and Suarez is now making sure that doesn't happen again, but that certainly was arrowing in the bottom corner, but Pepe Reina probably would have saved it, but good clearance by Enrique.
Another corner for Stoke. Whelan lines it up. In swinger into the box. Far stick and missing the chances. Hoof.
Corner again.
It's come off another Liverpool player. Many of the Liverpool team were walking out of their box at the time saying that was a goal kick. And Gerrard emphasises the point to the referee, Kevin Friend. But corner from the right this time.
Oh, what a great corner that was. Flick on, far post. And, you know, at the end, I think it was just Ryan Shawcross just missing out on it.
Matthew Etherington now, another in-swinger by Stoke City. So after the complaints of this corner being awarded, Etherington did it. Crouch equalises for Stoke. It hasn't taken them long. Absolutely no one on the big man. And that's Crouch's 150th career goal. And he scores it against the club and the fans that idolised him for quite a few years. He won the FA Cup with Liverpool and he's come back to score against them today. And this game's now 1-1.
Well, Pepe Reina's not happy. He felt as though he was impeded. He's having words with the referee. The referee has booked him for that, for having those words. But no doubt about it, Peter Crouch, unchallenged in the six-yard box, headed the ball, no chance for the goalkeeper. But he felt he was knocked out of it. He felt as though he couldn't come for it. And in some ways, the player, I'm not sure which player it is, but a player stopped him from actually going to
Ryan
touch the ball.
Okay, Ryan Shotton. It's a difficult one to call. Look at the replay here. I mean, Shotton's in front of Reina.
Yep.
But it doesn't look like he's backing into him.
Yeah.
Well, the complaints arose as to whether it should have been taken in the first place. But you pointed out a couple of set pieces before that. Stoke had looked.
Yep. Absolutely.
Put the ball in dangerous areas, delivered them well.
Yeah, and I think it's upset a lot of, I mean, certainly Reina there, you know, he was impeded about coming out for the ball, but the referee didn't quite see it, and it's only in video replays that you actually do see it, but certainly it has upset Reina and one or two of the players as well.
Referee goes over to the left side of the field for a Liverpool free kick and now wants it retaken.
Well, he's made a couple of key decisions for me, the referee, and he's, you know, he's booking him for this. Oh, that's ridiculous. I'm sorry, but, like, I know Maxi went to the ground and, you know, he was fouled, but sometimes you've got to be a bit lenient. Sometimes you've got to allow players to make a tackle, and, you know, it wasn't that bad a tackle, but Andy Wilkinson gets a yellow card.
So, another one in the book. Three yellows. Here's Steven Gerrard with a free kick for Liverpool. 30 minutes played exactly, and after the euphoria of 10 minutes ago, Liverpool again looking for a way to go ahead. Classic strike by Suarez, stole them the lead initially. There's a Gerrard free kick into the box, headed away by Peter Crouch. Downing's peeled off out to the right wing to get it first time. Spearing offers support. A back heel by Downing and Spearing will cross into the box. Oh, a volley by Carroll. Really hard to execute. Quite a long way from his body. He could only hook it high up into the cop.
Yeah, good play by you know, by Downing there. Played the ball back towards Jay Spearing. And it wasn't a deep cross, but it found its way. And just looking at Suarez there, he looks so he's taking a little bit of a knock. But it was Andy Carroll and he was leaning back, unfortunately, off balance. And a right foot shot obviously went way over. But yeah, good move, good pressure by Liverpool.
Here's Suarez, tried to take it through the path of Dean Whitehead, but won by the midfielder. Then Whitehead with a brilliant cutting ball. It's Walters inside the Liverpool box, and Walters has shot wide. Massive opening for Walters. I think it looked like he was going to make it 2-1 for the visitors, and somehow he shot wide of Reina's goal. What a terrific setup. The ball to him was wonderful.
Yeah, Suarez was still claiming it was a handball, but I don't think it was. And everybody stopped on that side of it. Jay Spearing found himself back marking Walters and really couldn't keep pace with him. And in the end, it was a lovely ball through. Walters found himself in space and a weak effort in the end.
Downing to Suarez, forward to Carroll, back heel to the edge of the box for Maxi. He lifts it up for Downing on the volley. Goodness me, that's gone very high. That's gone higher than Carroll's volley a couple of moments ago.
Yeah, that was a poor effort, a really poor effort. Although he started it, to be fair to him, he made the run to the far side of the 18-yard box and he finished it off. But it was lovely, you know, delicate passes by Liverpool, and they finished up in the far post. And in the end, it was a shot that, as you say, cleared the goal by quite a margin.
Maxi, halfway in the Stoke half to Suarez. Release for Gerrard, just about in shooting range. Short ball to Suarez.
Good ball.
Suarez out to the wing. Downing's there. Can he pick someone out in the box? Well, no. Headed clear by Shawcross. Kelly first to it. Downing crosses in, headed away again by Stoke, but picked up by Suarez, tries to chip it over the keeper, but caught by Sorensen, and not everyone can do a Messi.
No. That was with the inside of his foot rather than the outside. He tried to curl one, I think, a couple of weeks ago, but Sorensen well placed for that one. But that was better play, much better play by Liverpool. Got the ball wide and a couple of nice crosses in there. Unfortunately, couldn't quite get, you know, Liverpool play on the end of it.
Clearance by Stoke doesn't work from Wilkinson. Liverpool pounce on it. Suarez moving forward, a little bit of momentum. Now he's stopped by three Stoke players. Releases for Gerrard, hits one, handball shout onto Huth on the edge of the box. That surely was a handball, not given. Liverpool come back again. Carroll from the left side curls one in. Suarez on his chest. No. Across comes the defender. And the referee says a handball against Luis Suarez.
Oh, well, that was a great ball in by Andy Carroll. Fantastic ball in. I'm not sure about the handball, but I thought he would have taken it a little bit quicker. The ball seemed to be in the air quite a bit, but certainly that was a great, great chance.
Well, two handballs in succession. Steve, that was definitely handball by Suarez looking at the replay. But Steven Gerrard's shot, I'm sure, hit the Stoke player's hands. Before that, half-time whistle goes. It was Liverpool who took the game by the scruff of the neck just after 20 minutes with a wonderful Suarez strike, which AK compared, probably rightly so, to the goal that they scored in the League Cup at the Britannia Stadium. But it didn't take long for Stoke to get back in, although complaints from Liverpool about the fact that it wasn't a corner, and even the keeper Reina being impeded, they should have defended better from Stoke's equaliser, which was Crouch's header home. So 1-1 at the break.
Yes, to be fair, Steve, I've been really impressed, you know, with both teams. I think they're both up for this cup tie. It really is a good cup tie. They're making it a good cup tie. Both teams working so hard for each other. Liverpool probably had the better of the chances, but Stoke shoot on sight, that's the key to it. They have Peter Crouch, who's a formidable player up front. He holds the ball up well, but you know, Liverpool 4-4-2 formation looking good at certain times, but I have to say, you know, Stoke on the break are very, very good. So open game, good game, nicely poised for the second half.
Liverpool, where are they in terms of where we left off from the derby? Could they be playing better than we are today? Could we see a little bit more in and around the box that would make you happier?
Certainly I think they could be a little bit happier about things. One or two balls, you know, as I said before, I never saw Suarez for the first 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden he pops up with a gem of a goal.
Absent, wasn't he, for the opening quarter hour?
And then he comes into it, he looks better, he looks comfortable, and when he's enjoying his game, he looks good. He's had a couple of decisions that have gone slightly against him, and that might upset him a little bit, so that can be a key thing to it. But you know, I'm not asking it for any more. I just think it's a good game at the moment. You know, Jay Spearing's doing that job that he does so well in that midfield. You know, you might want to ask a bit more out of Maxi or the wing play of Maxi and Downing. Their crosses could be a little bit better, but on the whole, it's been a very entertaining first 45 minutes, and for me, if I was looking from an individual point of view, it's been a good game, and it's evenly poised, and everybody at the moment thinking the next goal could win it. You know, I think there will be goals in the game because both teams are going for it.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
We're ready to start the second half of this FA Cup quarter final. It's Stoke kicking towards the cop end for the second 45. Neither team has made any changes from the first half. A Suarez opener cancelled out by a Crouch header. And it's everything to play for these sides. A place at Wembley awaits in the semi-finals. Alan Kennedy alongside me in the Radio City commentary box as Liverpool prod the first ball forward for Suarez. Suarez has Carroll on his side. Instead following up, it's Gerrard. Gerrard's early shot looking near post and saved by Sorensen. Great early statement from Liverpool there.
It is an early statement by Liverpool, without a doubt, and that was, I thought, was a slow build-up. I thought Andy Carroll played the ball back, and then it was Suarez, and Suarez just waited, bided his time for Gerrard to make the run forward, a little bit laboured, but all of a sudden he gets in there, lovely shot, well saved by the keeper.
Liverpool given a free kick on the left side of the Stoke box as Maxi tumbles over.
That's a good word, using tumbling over. I'm not sure whether it was a foul, but certainly the referee had to give it. He's gone down, we'll call a little bit theatrically, but you know, it gives Liverpool a chance. It's in a good position.
It wasn't a foul, like.
Sorry, yeah.
I think you could be blatantly honest. I think Liverpool were quite lucky to be awarded that, but Maxi will have it. Stuart Downing's going to take it. I think he could have done more in this game, Stuart Downing. And he lines this one up, just one in the wall to try and stop this crossing. That's Etherington. Ball's dangerous and right across the face of goal. It evades everyone from Suarez to Carroll and right through the defenders. And out it goes for a goal kick.
Well, I think it was Suarez's touch. I think he come near post and he got the actual touch on it. And he's glanced it wide of Sorensen's left-hand post. It was a great ball in, fantastic ball in. As I said before, they only had one in the ball. And I thought just a little bit of a more on that one would have guarded the ball into the back of the net. But good chance, very good chance. Now, hopefully it'll lift the team a little bit.
It's Suarez looking for the 1-2. Falls for Gerrard. He hits a shot. It's off Whelan and away by Stoke. Whelan with the eventual clearance again, looking for Crouch and hoping for a kind ball, but Skirtle stops it once more. Possession stats for Liverpool must be huge, especially at the moment. Here's the Reds again with Downing into Gerrard, release for Downing. Downing with a shooting chance! Oh my! Great shot,
yes!
Stuart Downing!
Yes!
Powers one past Thomas Sorensen. Little bit of fortune. And Stuart Downing celebrates over with the fans in the main stand. Oh, Thomas Sorensen helpless to stop that one. Interplay with Steven Gerrard and the eventual finish by Stuart Downing to take Liverpool 2-1 in front.
Well,
a crucial goal in the game.
A crucial goal. He found himself his place, played the 1-2. Pretty fortunate to get the ball back from Steven Gerrard, but he took it past the defender, and he's the two of them committed, and all of a sudden it's a left foot shot. He's coming in from the right, and a fantastic finish. Power more than anything. The accuracy was there. He's only about 12 yards out, but all of a sudden it gives Liverpool a big, big lift in this game.
Liverpool 2, Stoke City 1. I stick by my comment. I don't think he's played well today.
No.
But that was a fantastic finish.
Yeah, it was. There's no doubt about it. It's lifted the whole place. You're right in your comments, Dave. Sometimes you can be having a poorish game by anybody's standards, but something like that just lifts you so much. But you know what? Steven Gerrard has lifted them. That's what he's done. Steven Gerrard has lifted everybody in this game.
Downing to Suarez. Pulls it out of the pack for Spearing. Spearing could have shot, instead releases it for Kout. Kout loves these sorts of opportunities, and he just crashed one from outside the area, which was caught by Sorensen.
Yeah, don't mind that. Don't mind. I thought Spearing was going to have a go first, but he didn't, and found as though that Dirk Kout just about 25 yards out. Good, clean hit, and in the end, good, comfortable save.
Stoke City have it in their own half. Header by Wilkinson onto the halfway line, and Kout picks it back up for the Reds, forward by Gerrard to Suarez. Dangerous in these areas, outside of the boot, and looking for the far corner, saved by Thomas Sorensen.
Great shot, really was a good shot, crisp shot, took it early. Sorensen down early as well, made a comfortable save, a good save to the low to his left hand side.
Spearing trying to break through, but Stoke are tough to get past now. Spearing's got into a whole edge of the area, and you don't often see him shoot, and he lifted that shot over the top of Sorensen's crossbar. He sort of started the move and ended up taking responsibility for the shot.
Yeah, absolutely right, and no doubt about it, he had to shoot from there. It was nice interplay. Gerrard was involved, Suarez involved, and eventually went to Spearing, and unfortunately couldn't keep the shot down.
Out it goes by Sorensen. A header on by Walters, the chase by Jerome. He's got behind Kelly, hits the shot, takes a deflection off Kelly, and then nearly goes out for a corner kick. Cleared by Enrique. That was an awkward moment.
Very, very awkward, yeah, you're right. I'm telling you now.
Headed back by Wilkinson and will be played back through to Sorensen.
Yep, absolutely. Kelly was a little bit asleep there, and the pace of Jerome got him past him, and Reina Olor was going to block the shot. He still got the shot away.
Liverpool lead 2-1 in the FA Cup quarter-final. Kelly now running with the ball. Liverpool scorers today. Suarez in the first half, Downing with the second. That's a lovely pass into Kelly. Can he make it three? It's defended at the last by Liverpool. Breaks out for Whelan. And Whelan runs with it to the halfway line. Looks for the ball for Cameron Jerome. Cut out by Steven Gerrard. And there's a player still down inside the Liverpool, inside Stoke box. It's Martin Kelly. I think he's just gone in full-blooded trying to score the third goal for Liverpool there.
It was a block, wasn't it, more than anything? And I think he's gone in with his left foot, and he's taken a little bit of a knock, maybe high up on his shin. But certainly a good run, lovely ball in as well. Really, took the defence to one side. But Kenny just having a word with a couple of players and just sort of like saying, listen, you know, we've got a few minutes left. Come on, let's give it our all, and let's make sure we don't give them anything.
Pennant wins the throw-in. The final action of this game will be a Rory Delap throw-in from the right-hand side.
Come on, Liverpool, you can blow back your whistle now if you want to.
Well, Sorensen's considering coming forward, but instead waits on the halfway. Delap lines this up, players in front of Reina, ball thrown forward, Reina should just leave that, instead he's tipped it on the floor. That's it. Liverpool are into the semi-finals of the FA Cup. They've beaten Stoke City by 2-1. A hugely tough fixture for the Reds. A wonderful Luis Suarez goal to open, equalised by a Peter Crouch header. And then in the second half, the Reds taking the 2-1 lead in the game through Stuart Downing's thunderous strike. And Liverpool are back at Wembley Stadium. It's not a final just yet, but it'll still feel pretty good. Liverpool 2, Stoke City 1.
Yes, it will feel pretty good. Again, you know, they've beaten a very, very good team, a very dogged team, a team that are well marshalled. They compete well. They work very, very hard, and they've beaten them. And it was a tough call. At one stage, it could have gone either way. And, we see the camera down there following Steven Gerrard, his contribution to the game as well. But everybody has worked so hard to get this result. Martin Skrtel was terrific at the back. You know, he led well alongside Carragher. Stuart Downing will get maybe the plaudits for the second half performance. I thought it was a lot better in the first half. And again, Suarez was just incredible. What a goal he scored. And, people will be saying about, maybe a little bit lucky Liverpool, but that wasn't the case today. They worked hard, they did the best, and sometimes you've got to compete against the referee as well, which I thought they did as well. But Stoke will be disappointed. They're coming off the pitch, they've got huge fans, they've got a good fan base, but Liverpool are very, very happy they're back at Wembley.
Your motor range man of the match, Alan Kennedy.
Martin Skrtel. I thought he was absolutely terrific. He led by example. He was tough. He was uncompromising. He looked the part, and he wasn't, I suppose he just looked the great centre-half that he is. So Martin Skrtel is my man of the match.
Look, if we put to it one side that this is a semi-final at Wembley, what does it say about the revival of Liverpool Football Club that they've won the League Cup and they're back in another cup semi-final, the FA Cup, which arguably is even more important as a competition?
Yeah, it is, Steve. Everybody loves this competition. It is a massive, massive competition. How many teams started off, from the lower leagues, or they all want to get to Wembley? Okay, Liverpool at Wembley in a semi-final. We've got the draw coming up in a few minutes, and let's hope the draw favours Liverpool. And if it does, then anything can happen. Liverpool look as though at the moment they are a cup team. They're getting, they got to Wembley by beating some, not so much in the FA Cup, but by the League Cup. They beat some top quality teams, and they've done this in this competition. Stoke City have a good record in this competition, and they're not to be underestimated. This is a top result, and Liverpool will take this on board. But now they've got league football at midweek, they've got Wigan at the weekend, they've got to put this to the back of their minds, and then when the draw comes out, see who they've got, and then take it from there. But wonderful, wonderful result. It, you know, it just lifts spirits so much, including the fans as well. And I think the fans will go away from this cup tie thinking we're going back to Wembley again, and that's great for them.
Is it another validation of the progress that's been made this season?
Yeah, I think there's progress in every game. You know, you see whether, you know, Kenny's, you know, got a squad of about 20 players that he's used over the last few games, and he needs them. There's no doubt about it. He has one or two injury problems, but players have come in and done exceptionally well. But we shouldn't leave it to the Steven Gerrards of the world just to, because he turns up, other players should turn up. Everybody should be doing their own little bit, and I think that's what today proved. I think everybody did their little bit. Andy Carroll did quite well. Jay Spearing was good in that midfield. We had, you know, certainly Skirtle at the back, so we had some good quality performances. But we've got to ask for more from other players as well. You mentioned Downing, he chipped in with a goal, which was nice to see, but I think we can get a little bit more. We give the ball away sometimes too cheaply, and I think that is not good from Liverpool's point of view. And Kenny will be, you know, saying to his players, we've got to keep the ball a bit better. That is the key to it. But certainly at the moment we're on a high, but we've got to keep this run going now. And sometimes when you get to a semi-final and a final, you win a final, it makes the season more worthwhile. It kicks you on a little bit and makes you feel as though it's all been worthwhile.
You mentioned Liverpool being noted down as a cup team. Is that a good or a bad thing? Is there a certain element of criticism in that? Not from you, but, you know, it's quite obvious they do well in the cups, isn't there?
Yes.
You know, if they're to look at that on paper, that's great, isn't it? But the fans still want that balance, don't they, of the league consistency outside the cup?
Absolutely. We've not had it. You know, we came away from the cup final, the Carling Cup final, we played at Sunderland, and I was up there, and... It was a terrible game. You know, they played poorly, and, you know, you've got to ask the question, why did they do that? 1 minute they're up for a certain game, 1 minute they're down for the next game. You know, every game should be treated the same. I know you can't do that in the modern day football, and we did it because, like, you know, you looked over the Easter period. You know, we had three games. We played Friday, we played Saturday, and we played on the Monday as well. Were we tired by the end of it? Yeah, physically, but not mentally. You know, we wanted to go out in every game. I'm sure players would love to go out and play in every game, and I think that's what they've got to look forward to. There's a lot of games coming up. They're stacking up game by game, and Kenny's going to have to, you know, maybe use the players sometimes where he doesn't want to. He wants to keep the same team, but he knows to keep them fresh, to keep them ready for the next game. You know, what is more important now? Can we finish fourth? Can we finish higher than a lot of the other teams? I'm not quite sure. And I think at the moment, a lot of the fans and a lot of the players are thinking, you know, the fourth place in the Premiership is out of reach. So they're probably thinking, well, you know, we've got to the semi-final, we've won the Carling Cup. This is a very, very good season. So, you know, long may it go. We're quite happy with this result today. It just gives us a bit of a lift for the rest of the season.
Post-match. It was a hard-fought game. I think the victory was deserved, I think, for us. They came out the blocks really quickly, competed really well for 20-30 minutes. They were right up for it, they worked very hard. And we're delighted really for the effort, and the commitment for the players was fantastic.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.